Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Funeral home. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, straight up 8:30. Another opportunity for you to win the Bone Bonus coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. $1,000 to you. Simply text the keyword to 70123. Next week, I'll be out on a parade float visiting you at your home. Taking the parade to you. There's no Gasparilla. We're going to Gaspri anyway. I've teamed up with Bud Light, and I'll be bringing you the party. We'll be on the floats, and we'll be coming to your house. We'll be bringing you Budweiser and prizes and beads, and you're not expected to show your boobs, although you are certainly welcome. There's BT and Steve. Come in, Steve. Have a seat over here. You look like you just robbed the stagecoach. How you doing, pal? Well, you're in Florida, so we don't have it over here. We don't have
We got rid of it.
Yeah, we beat it.
Nice.
We find out if you just ignore it, it goes away. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
I believe this is the first time you've ever been on the show.
It's my first time in Tampa, so yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, okay, that's why. Because we have met a couple of times. I'll tell you where.
At the store, I think we met once, right?
No, we met at, you sat at a table in front of me. You and the rest of the guys from the league at Howard Stern's birthday party.
Oh,
that was
my
one.
Gosh.
And then shortly after that, I went to the SNL after party, and you and Joe Bartnick were there together, and we hung out for a little while there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Although, Joe, have you seen Joe lately with that porn stash he's got going on?
I don't know his genes. I don't know. Is he Romanian? Whatever he is.
He looks like that guy who used to be Nadia Comaneci's trainer.
He looks like a circus strongman. Like he should have a tank top on and a twist handlebar mustache and holding up two bars like that.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks,
how come you've never been in Tampa before?
I don't know. I just feel like, I have no relatives here. So the only reason I ever came to Florida was to see some sort of aunt or grandmother or whatever. And they're mostly east over the... They're Palm area, so that's the other side.
Down.
So, and it's so I haven't been up here.
Where do you live now?
I live in right now in California, but we're gonna head back east, I think, pretty soon
to New York.
One
worse than the other.
What?
One worse than the other? California. Everybody's getting out of California.
Yep.
And then nobody's really doing anything in New York, although it seems to be opening up a little bit now.
I think the clubs are starting to open up again, which is great. But things are it's going to be different. It's going to be strange. It's going to be weird. Even California's going to be real. I mean, whenever it opens up.
I saw pictures on the news like everybody else of California and 10 cities and all that stuff. And then my brother is taking my niece to USC, so they went to go look at the school. And he's like, it's worse than they show you on TV. I mean, he's like, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. The homeless situation is it's like almost as bad as the COVID situation.
I don't know how to handle it. So we were goofing on Steve because he's wearing his mask, which
I know.
Get it. I totally get it.
Well, I was also doing it because I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, yeah, we got a little cat.
He's following me around everywhere, so I'm like, mask up.
I hate the cat, and the cat's trying to get love from anybody it can.
Of course
so,
it is, dude.
Yeah, if you want to take it when you leave, just
no,
take
I'm
it.
Good. Yeah. I'm good, thanks.
We've got a beautiful giant dog. We've got a giant tortoise out back. And for
a tortoise?
We got a 70-pound tortoise out back. I've got a dog that's 7 feet tall when it gets on its hind legs. And I got a midget cat. And
dude, I follow you on Instagram. You're a great dad. I can tell. Like, you're like just, what dad buys a tortoise?
A dad who always wanted a tortoise when he was a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
I have two boys, yeah.
How old?
Well, one is just about to turn 9 and the other one's 12.
Good ages.
Sixth grade,
they still
grade.
Like you.
I came yesterday from a family vacation in Arizona. I left them at the hotel in the morning, went to the airport in Phoenix, and then came here. It was a dude ranch. We went to a dude ranch outside of our comfort zone.
That's great.
Shotguns,
like city slickers,
rode horses.
Yeah. So they think? Do they know? Okay. So the league was on a couple of years ago.
They don't know
younger. They don't know the league.
It's all Paul Blart Mall Cop in their world. Thank God I did something for them.
Nice.
See, that's what I gotta do. If I knew more rappers, boy, I would be the king of this household.
Yep.
My son's 14. I don't care.
couldn't
care. They don't care.
Morning. Couldn't care. I did that, nothing. I
nobody could. Woke up to come see me this morning. But yeah, you get more like rappers or people that, you know, like those, like the entertainment industry. Like,
yeah.
YouTube those, people.
YouTube.
They'll wake people. Up for that.
By the way, I have a list of YouTube people that I hate and will never do anything for and will hope to one day beat up because when my son loved them the most, I had no... Like, I could get pulled with a lot of things. You could probably get pulled with a lot of things. Your kids want to meet somebody at a concert and you can make a couple phone calls, get them backstage. Who is that one guy that I'm going to hate forever? The guy that did it at the Hard Rock.
Spike or something. I don't know. Some sort of... English name. I forget.
Sorry,
what it was.
I forget to tell people that Calvin's back at the studio.
Is he looking around?
No, but I should tell everybody. Yeah. I was asking. Remember, it was him. It was two guys, and they did a show together. I don't know. This guy would. All he did was make me feel bad because all his videos were just him and his family hanging out and doing stuff.
Yeah.
And my son was glued to it, and I was like, we're way cooler than this family. We do way more stuff than these guys. Why do you love them so much? And then that guy came to the Hard Rock in Orlando. And I pulled every goddamn string I could. I even called Steve-O because Steve-O did a video one time.
Yep.
Hey, can you get this guy?
Anything.
Like, I don't know, dude. These YouTubers are hard to do.
Yeah.
And I can't crack the YouTubers.
No, they have their own, like this Mr. Beast guy that my son loves. Like, he thinks he's like Jesus. He's like, he's the nicest guy. He gives away Lamborghinis. And he looks at me like...
Yeah, what did you do?
What have you done? I'm like, you like eating, right? And everything, there's a house and everything else. You like all that?
Yeah, I've been giving you stuff.
Mr. Beast.
Right. I've been giving you food all these years. I gave you life, little
Mr.
Bastard.
Beast.
Now, I need to get to the bottom of this. Like, my son used to like Logan Paul and his brother.
Yeah.
And he's like, Logan Paul lives in a... He just bought a $4 million mansion, and he just gave... I go, Joey, these things are not real. You're being... But then it turned out it was real. This guy's got so much money. He's just giving away money and buying mansions.
That's how it works.
Yeah, dude. Then I realized I'm doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
That's because that's my web guy. Look at him.
What are you going
to
do?
Look at you. Go back to Harry Potter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's... Well, look, I was talking to a good buddy. If that's the game, and it seems like it is now, it's like, well, then I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't really, like, compete. I can't compete with Mr. Beast.
No.
I'm not going to flip over a couch or throw my wife into a pool because...
Or eat things.
Or eat things because I need likes and subscribes. That's all I hear with my kids, like, with the... How many likes? I go, I have... 700 million likes.
Right.
I give them numbers that they have no idea.
That's the only time I've ever... I have TikTok, but I don't really use it much. I just use it to look at girls. But I got one video one time that had like 700,000 likes on it. And that's when my son was like, whoa, dad. You know, that's when he thought it was cool. Steve Renazzisi is here. Steve is going to be at Side Splitters all weekend long. Do you know John Heffron? We broke up with him today.
I kind of heard you were saying something about it, but I didn't hear what happened. But, yeah, I don't know John that well. But if you – I mean, I was expecting you to be like, you have to fight him now when he comes. He's a nice guy, and he's a big guy. I wouldn't want to fight him at all.
He is in Port Charlotte, which is markets away from here. So the two of you wouldn't have been competing for an audience. And we have a long relationship with him, so he was going to be here, and then you were going to come in, and it would probably have been some good crossover. You know,
sure.
Two funny guys in the room together. And then he bailed on us. Now, I don't know you, Steve. We just met, but I like you. But if somebody called you this morning and said, you can go on this guy's show, or you can go golfing with Ron White, what would you choose?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been here either. Oh, no. Was that the other option?
Well, I don't know that you have.
I almost ran out to the golf course out here. I saw outside your house. Are you kidding me? I'm a huge golf fan.
Golf.
I played with Ron White before. Oh, I go play with him again. You get boozed up. Oh, forget it.
Oh, man.
You're so lucky. Heffron, we would never would have met. You would have been like, that guy is just a POS. That's it.
All right, Heffron, you're back in the mix now. Now I understand it from a comics point of view.
Yeah.
What do you love more, Ron White or golf?
No, I love golf way more than Ron White.
Will you play when you're here?
Not this time because I was coming from something else and I'm hanging out with my buddy. But I'm going to come back in November and play for a week.
I don't love golf. I live
on
a golf course. I have a golf cart and I do not like golf. I'm playing next week or 2 weeks in Mike Allstott. He used to play for the Bucks with his charity tournament.
Uh-huh.
And normally I don't play. I get sent off into a foursome, and I just let them know I'm just driving today.
That's great.
I have no interest in
golfing. I'm doing an outing with my friends from high school. There's five of us. Three of us really like to play, and two of us could not care.
Yeah.
And I love to play. So they'll just drive the carts and get boozed up, and it'll be great. But,
so that's what all my friends from New York do. They go to Myrtle Beach, and they're like, you're going to come this year? And I go, no. I go, you guys keep going to play golf. I'm not doing that garbage.
See,
you guys want to go hunting, let me know.
Like 18 holes is a lot for a person that doesn't like the game to play.
9 is a lot for a person that doesn't like to play.
So it's like to keep people's interest for that long.
After 9, at any time I ever have to play at 9, I go, this is it, right? Like, how many do we have? This is ridiculous. And you're really just sitting there. And I still hate it.
And you still hate it. Even though you're so... It's like you're in probably the most beautiful property.
People hit the ball, and they shank it, and they go, God damn it. I get up there, and I hit it, and I go, wherever. Never
whatever.
I couldn't care less.
I wish I had that.
That's the best part of golf is the swearing.
Oh, my God. Justin Thomas got busted a couple months ago for saying a bad slur. And so, you know, it's like... I'm like... You should go to a regular public golf course. I've heard several of those slurs that are off the list that you can't say put together.
Right.
In combinations I had never heard before.
That is the good thing about my wife, too, is my wife and I, we both, like my dad, I always say that my dad took me to see Porky's when it was in the movie theater.
Yeah, that's great.
Nobody else. And no. I never do drugs. I've never been arrested. I turned out a great kid. So I never was like, I'm not going to curse in front of my kids. I haven't changed a thing. But every once in a while, like if you hear my wife stub a toe, oh my God, the connection of words that she comes out of her mouth are
it's
fantastic.
Awesome. My wife's got a sailor's mouth too.
Yeah, I would have canceled my wife a long time ago if I could have.
She's the first person I think at a PTO board meeting of our Catholic school to drop an F bomb.
Yeah,
everyone was like, "What?" She was just like, "Oh, whoops, sorry."
Your kids go to Catholic school? Yeah. That's a tough. I did that. That's a tough life.
I know. I went to Catholic school my whole life.
So why would you do that to your kids?
Because I know how to filter out all the BS to kind of get it out of, you know, like because they're getting a good education for
no choice.
A ton of, I mean, considering LA is like $45,000 a year per kid for kindergarten and every other grade.
Right.
I'm like, I'm in a good spot here. They're not, you know, they're learning what they're supposed to learn. I can kind of get rid of the other stuff, the ancillary stuff. But every school's got like, you know, ridiculous things that the parents don't want the kids to learn. Like, you know, they're doing stuff in New York where it's like a month free of gender. It's like, I don't understand that. You know, I'd rather learn a little bit about religion than a little bit about having to explain to them why they, you know.
Learning about religion is fine with me.
Indoctrination is a whole thing.
Yeah,
I understand.
When I was in high school, I went to Catholic high school, and that's where I learned all about the Muslim religion. We did Middle East studies, and they taught us everything. And I was like, this is important to know, you know?
Yeah.
But now neither one of my kids are baptized.
Oh, okay.
And because my wife is kind of Jewish.
Yeah.
Like she's Christmas Jew.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly what my wife was when I met her.
She's got a Jewish name, but she's celebrating Christmas. So we were like, hey, whatever they want to do when they get older. But now I'm at a part where my daughter is starting to be like, so who is Jesus and what did Jesus do? And I want to be like, I don't know. I go, you really want me to tell you? He's some dead guy that people made up stories about. I don't know. I can't really explain that to her until she knows about Santa Claus. Then I could put the two of them together and kind of explain.
Oh, then you have to sit them down. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think Santa Claus has kind of run its way through. My older one is like, at this point, like not beyond it. And then my younger one still.
Do you have the birds and the bees talk with your kids, or do they kind of just ask questions?
We're actually going through that right now. My oldest is on the younger side of 12,
right.
So he's sort of like. But they're doing, they just started going back to school physically like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, so.
So in January, they did sex ed on Zoom.
That helped you out.
It's the only class I ever made sure I was around for. Because
well,
they were in those Brady Box squares, and they're just staring ahead, right? And the urethra produces steam, and they should be holding up a New York Times with a date on it. They look like hostage victims. And it's the greatest. I'm like, this should not be done over Zoom.
No.
You want to talk about a man's penis with him, you got to look him in the eye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, directly in the eye has sort of physical contact.
We said, we'll talk to them when they start asking questions about it, because you don't want to hide anything from them.
Yeah.
And my son was really, he was asking questions, and he was getting confused, because they were teaching him a little bit at school, and he was like, but I don't know. And I go, I looked at my wife, and she goes, oh, you do it. And I go, okay. So I got in the car, and I said, hey, and I explained the whole thing. I go, your mom and I said, we tell you when you start asking, you're kind of asking, and I want to know. I just want to make sure you want to know. He goes, yeah, no, I definitely want to know. And I go, are you sure? And he goes, yeah. And I looked at him, I go, okay, but you're just going to blow your mind, dude. Yeah. Like, I was all excited to tell him. I go, it's unbelievable.
I'd rather teach them myself than have, like, my oldest comes back and he's like, Dad, I know what a 62 is. And I was like, what do you know? He goes, a 62. I go, what's a 62? I'm thinking of, like, a Giants offensive lineman. Like, who's 62? And he goes, no, when you do, it's a, I go, wait a minute. He goes, wait a minute. I think I heard 62. I go, run it back again. Run 6'2 and 6'9 back with your friends tomorrow and see which one sticks.
When I was a kid, I was in a sleepaway camp, and it was really the first time a 69 was talked about. And believe it or not, there was this kid that hung out with us that was mute. He didn't talk, but he was smart, and he was still kind of a wise ass, even though he didn't talk, if that makes any sense. And we were sitting down at this big meeting where the whole camp was out there, and this kid was like, he was selling pictures that he cut out of dirty magazines for like a dollar, and he's like, you guys want any of these pictures? And the other kid's like, I don't know, what do you got? He goes, I got this, and he goes, I got a 69. And the mute kid looks around and he goes, like, shrugs his shoulders, like, what's a 69? And the other kid took a stick and he drew a 6, and then he drew a 9 in the dirt, and the kid was like, mom.
All right.
I saw the joy on the mute kid's face from a 69. And I thought, no better way to really explain it other than to draw a 6 and a 9.
That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Fold them together.
Oh, it's so funny. The League was a hit show for...
Yeah.
Was the network good, or was it...
Oh, FX crappy? Was amazing.
Really?
For it. Yeah. I mean, I think that was like... Yeah, that was all. Everyone on that show's first experience with just kind of being left alone. I mean, actually, you know, Mark Duplass came from making his own movies, so right. He just did his own thing. But every one of us that had been on network shows has always been told, like, you know, a lot of things that we thought were funny that never made it into shows. This was just, they left us alone and let us make the show we wanted to make, you know. And
yeah, it seemed like they had a love for comedy, and then they had the FXX thing, and they were like, let's do it all.
Throw it all there. I mean, it was sort of, you know, they kept some stuff for FX, you know, like the Beautiful Projects and stuff, Donald Glover's Beautiful Show, whatever, you know, but like, you know, all the filthy humor.
Yeah.
They put it over on FXX, and it was great, you know, we were there for the rest of the run after a couple years, and like, I've read a lot of stuff. I've done some stuff, you know, here and there. But nothing's going to be as fun or as funny as that was.
I was surprised they didn't come up with some sort of fantasy show before that, because it had grown to be such a big thing. You know, it wasn't just a thing guys were doing in their basement anymore. And there were a couple of good nods to it in different movies and stuff. But it was show about it was great. Like, I always remember Arliss.
Yeah, Arliss. Sports-related sitcoms have I've always been a fan. I think there were a couple like pilots that they tried to make on network shows, and it was almost like it was too big of a thing to be like, so the hook is that these guys or these people are going to play. Like, it was too big of a concept.
Right.
Like one of them needs to have like a gay sibling that, you know, like, whatever. So like for us, it was like, no, that's just the whole thing. And we were so low budget and so under the radar. It was just like, you guys prove that you can do this thing. And, you know, for a nickel, it's going to cost us to go, you know, try it. And it worked. So
did you get a lot of guys coming up to you going, oh, you're just like we are. And then,
yes, a lot of. And it's like, we're you know, not that much fantasy this week, guys. We're not an informational sports program.
Picks suck this week.
Yeah. My wife faked she had cancer this week. So that's what we were trying to get away with. I mean, give me a break.
I tell you, I think it was great. How'd you end up at the Stern thing? Were you all guys all just that was
that
a hard thing
was
to
like
get.
A thing where, you know, I'm a tremendous fan, and so was Nick and Jason Mantzoukas and Paul Scheer. We were all East Coast people, right, so we grew up. And so for us, it was like, we will use again all of our powers. And, you know, at that point, it was like season 3, and we weren't that popular, but they knew who we were.
It was pretty, it was kind of
They kind of like, and so it was like, we had done the wrap-up show, and so like, we used all of our combined.
In the world.
And truly, I mean, I don't know how you said you were behind, the table that we were at, it was the three of us, what's his name from Comedy Central, Kent Alterman was at our table, and so we were the, like, what I felt like it was us, and then the kitchen door was right behind us, like swinging open.
You were all the way in the back.
And like, they were like, you are probably the last three people that will ever get to come to this.
Oh, really?
That we're gonna let in. Yeah, and we were like honored, and I mean, I stayed till it was one of the best things I've ever been.
I was upstairs at first in the balcony.
Okay.
sitting next to Tan Mom.
Perfect. She's screaming.
Not perfect. I was like, this is miserable. And then I went downstairs and I sat at a table with my agent, and we were, I don't know if our table is like kind of next to you guys, but we were standing for a while. Larry King was right in front of us. Yeah, it was like I was like, this, no matter where you were, there was A-list celebrities around
I took
here.
I pissed next to Kiedis. I had my vape pen, and then and I'm like, oh, I just went, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, and then I'm talking, and then next thing you know, everyone's up there singing together.
Yeah, I met Dave Grohl that night. Like, oh, that's pretty awesome. Hung out with Kimmel for a while. Like, that was a, no matter where you went, there was somebody. And then went to the after party.
Yep.
Did you go to that?
Yes.
Okay,
the
that
Kimmel
was,
one?
Yeah, we, I don't know.
Like underground bar area. Yeah.
So at one point, I'm in a conversation with Justin Theroux and John Stamos, and another gorgeous guy walked up, and I just looked around, and I was like, I don't believe I gotta go. I was like, nice
meeting you guys. I look at a gargoyle compared to what's going on here.
But I also, like, I know my role. I'm not gonna be like, hey, so what's up, handsome guy? I
just all of us three handsome men speaking about daily topics.
I was engaged in a conversation with Stamos, and then Theroux came in, and he was nice to me and nice to him, and I was like, nah, you gotta go, buddy. You don't belong here. So then I phased out of that, and then I met Steven Tyler, who I'd met before, but now he completely turned into my Aunt Lena. He looked just like my Aunt Lena. He was wonderful.
The walk this way, though, was pretty cool.
Everything
was ridiculous.
Dude, but everything that night, every performance, you were like, I can't believe that was cooler than going to any of the Grammys, any of the
Adam
Academy
Levine
Awards.
Killed the Prince song.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not even a huge Adam Levine fan, but I was like, oh, damn, dude.
Yeah, it was great.
It was awesome.
It really was a fantastic time. And then that night at the Saturday Night Live party, I also made some discoveries that you were cool. There was a couple of people I met that night. And what's his name? The guy who was fat and not fat anymore. Moneyball. What's his name?
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
What a fat douchebag he is. Holy.
Pretentious a little bit.
What a complete fat douchebag he was. And not just to me. Like we hung out with everybody, but he was talking to my agent and they were having a good conversation. And then he just like turned into, I'm too cool for the room guy. And I was like, now I know everybody hates you.
It's sort of, you know, that's the vibe of, not so much in comedy.
Yeah.
But that's the Hollywood vibe.
Yeah. That's
the Hollywood vibe. Where you have your head on a swivel where it's like, I'd be talking to you and make eye contact when I needed to, but also just kind of get in every situation and make sure that there's not someone else I should be speaking with.
It was so weird. Like Chappelle was there and a couple of like really big names. And I'd be like, that's not,
yeah.
I don't know. That day, meeting him, they always say you shouldn't meet the people you like because that disgusted me and now I hate him.
Yeah.
Still like his movies, but he's still just a douchebag.
But yeah, I mean, it rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah.
When I first got there, and he's a super, it's really nice guy, and I've gotten to meet him since. But like, I went to this party, and I asked Jason Biggs. I saw Jason Biggs. I go, I want to take a picture with Jason Biggs. I went over. I go, hey man, I'm a huge fan. Can I take a picture? And he's like, do you have a camera? And I wanted to be like, no. Why? Do you? Like, I'm like, well, of course I have a camera. I asked you for a picture. I think I come over without a freaking camera. And the picture, he's just like that. And I was like. And for like 5 to 8 years after, I was like, my mission is to destroy Jason. In life, whatever has to happen.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
and then all like I met him and he was super nice again, and I was like, I kind of didn't really tell him the story, but then like you know, getting to know him on Stern a little bit, he's on that show once in a while. It was like, oh, he's actually a really nice guy. Maybe just having a bad night, but I should have dedicated 5 to 6 years of my life. I probably should have written more jokes in that time.
Oh my God, wouldn't that have been great if you were like, you know, Ryan Azizi, he's a guy who hates Jason Biggs.
Yeah, you know, that's what he's known for.
We're also surprised that we had Matt Damon on the show.
Uh-huh.
Matt Damon was so cool. I had to tell him. I had to go, hey, I got to be honest. I'm so happy you're not a douchebag.
Yeah, no, it's that when you, and then you run across guys like that that are just completely down to earth, normal. That's better.
What are you working on now? Are you just doing stand-up?
Starting to do stand-up again. Yeah. This is like, first of all, this is the first time I've been in studio in almost 2 years, probably.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're here, by the way.
Yeah.
I apologize. We're under construction right now.
Oh, it's
we
great.
Had a really nice wall there and a beautiful studio, but we're in the process of making things bigger because we're never going back.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I was saying, like, if anything, from the move and everything I was talking about, like, I don't need to be in Los Angeles every single day of my life anymore.
Also, do you know Bobby Kelly?
Yeah.
I do a podcast with Bobby Kelly.
Yeah.
And those New York guys hate those L.A. comedians.
No, I know.
I mean, they're all best friends, but they're like stupid L.A. faces. And I've learned that it's exactly what the East guys say, that they're just like what you just said. They're always looking the other way, looking for something bigger and better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so you gotta get out.
Yeah, I've been there 20 years, and I don't need to be. There's not like you have to be in my office tomorrow, Katie. You don't get the part.
Yeah.
Like whatever. It's like that. Those days are over.
No, so are they not filming anything anywhere?
They're filming stuff.
Yeah,
here and there, you know. But it's, you know.
You could do that in New York. You could do it anywhere.
You could do it anywhere. Yeah. I could audition for whatever I got to audition for if I want to read for something.
So I'm going to Hawaii in July.
Nice. Which island?
Kauai?
Oh, I haven't been to that one. That looks like Narnia, I heard.
This is starting to become a problem in my family because we're going to Kauai for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And from everybody I know, they're like, there's nothing to do there. It's just boring. And just
Zuckerberg
beautiful.
Owns like 80% of the island, and
right.
I think it's just so that he can walk around and think. and that's like...
I don't want to do that.
It looks like they film Lost there.
Yeah. I want
so that's what it looks like.
I want to eat pineapples and coconuts, and I want girls to put flowers on me. I want to do the touristy Hawaii.
That's Honolulu.
Yeah, that's where
I want to get drugged by a hooker, like the golfer, and then wake up in a hotel room I've never been in before.
Yeah, I want
the true
like,
Honolulu experience.
Were we in a volcano last night? That's what I want to be.
That's Honolulu. You're going to, like, the quietest place on the planet Earth.
I know a girl that lives in Hawaii, and she's like, oh, yeah, you're really good for, like, 3 days there, and then it gets boring.
You might want to have it. Maui's sort of a mixture of the both of them. You get it's beautiful everywhere, but, like, there's a little more to do.
I said I'm leaving. I go, I got to be honest with you. I go, if it's boring after 3 days, I'm just taking one of those little planes
and
leaving.
Yeah, you can go over somewhere to one of the other islands.
You can meet me in Maui. I'll be eating pineapples.
That's great.
But the reason why I'm saying this is because I'm going for a while, and I don't want to miss all the shows, and then on the way back, so I was, I'm going to go, and then I think a week of shows I may actually do from there, from Hawaii. And then, right? That's what I was like, I can do it from anywhere. And then on the way back, I was talking to, you know, Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
And Kreischer's building a house in L.A. I'm like, when I get back in L.A., I may stay in L.A. for a week. Because kids are off from school. I can do the show from wherever I want.
And, well, I mean, for Hawaii, you'd have to wake up, I think, super. Yeah. Or you might even do it at night
at
before
night.
You go
that
to bed.
That was the thing. It was at night.
I did Edinburgh for the comedy festival.
Right.
And so I have a podcast I do, and I would do it at the same time, but it was like 11 o'clock at night.
Fine.
And it was perfect because I would do my shows, go back, have some dinner, do the podcast, and then go out and hang out after.
It wouldn't be a big deal if I'm on a place that has nothing going on and I'm stuck there for 10 days.
Yeah.
Who cares if I sleep in the afternoon or the morning? It doesn't matter.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
Steve Renazizi has just made up my mind. I might move to Hawaii. How do you like that?
You can just get a Detroit Tigers cap and a Lamborghini. Start driving around solving some
Joe
crimes.
Bartnick mustache.
Dude, Bartnick will be a great Rick. If you needed like a wingman, Magnum, Bartnick's your Rick.
I did his podcast, his hockey podcast.
Oh, yeah. The Puck Off.
It's hard to stare at his face when he has that mustache. It's great because it's circus.
Has anyone given you the Joe Bartnick, if you follow him on Instagram, right? He does the morning when he goes, hey, what's up, everyone?
Yeah.
Joe Bartnick. He can't see. I'm like, what? Where are you on the face of the sun doing all these updates, Bartnick?
And he always starts them like 3 seconds before he should.
Yeah.
You know, it's just him staring at the camera.
Joe Bartnick here.
Oh, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in here. You might have saved our relationship with John Heffron.
I'm glad, dude. I'm glad you didn't throw him away just because of, I mean, that's like, first of all, that's like probably 10 people's make-a-wish. You know what I'm saying? To play golf with. So,
with the redneck
if you got someone else's make-a-wish, that's your excuse. It's like, well, you know, I went in a helicopter with Bill Burr. It's like, I'm going to do that rather than hang out with you.
I understand. I also understand that sometimes kissing Ron White's ass could lead to gigs for you, but you got 6 shows to kiss.
I don't think Heffron's kissing Ron White's ass. I think Ron White likes to play golf with people, and Heffron's like, I'll go play golf with Ron White.
I don't like Ron White. I know everybody else does, but he was a dick one time on the show, and that's all it takes is the one time.
He's been very nice to me. And you know,
I don't
ruin him like Jason Biggs.
I'm not like I hate him. You know, he was a dick one time, and that was enough. I was just like, that's good.
Yep.
I did, and good luck to him. He's, I guess, doing clubs around here, trying to get some, you know, work out new material.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good treat for fans if they go to the show and he shows up there. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember when my dad, still lived in Staten Island, and we had one comedy club, Grandpa Al Lewis's comedy club.
Oh, okay.
And my dad went there one night to see, I don't even think he knew who he was going to see, and they were like, ladies and gentlemen, a special guest tonight, Andrew Dice Clay. And I think my dad loved Dice. It went in the order of Dice, me, and my brother.
Yeah.
That's how it went back then. And I couldn't imagine that. That's like, that would be like going to a show and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Murphy. And you're
I
like,
know.
What?
For us, it was, we went to Governor's, and if Dice showed up there, it was like the greatest thing. My parents' favorite, they would go see John Panette.
I love John Panette.
John Panette, you know, like that was like, I remember how hard they laughed and talked about going to see him. It was the first time I ever knew that this was a possibility as a job.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, I think you can just make people laugh. I was like in eighth grade or whatever.
But see, you know what's interesting to me is that, what city did you grow up in?
Well, I grew up in Smithtown.
Okay, so I would tell you that out of all my friends in Staten Island, I was the least funniest out of all of them. I was, you know, but I mean, all those guys make me laugh.
Yeah.
I just think that's a... That's what they do. Like, I try to defend Governor Cuomo when one girl came out and said that he said that. I was like, that's just an Italian guy thing.
Yeah.
Kissing, talking,
farting. My wife said the same thing, too. That's like Uncle Vinny. Yeah, it's like, yeah, no, I get it. I understand.
Then you get, like, 12 girls. You're 15, like, oh, might have been a little creepier than, right, than the average one. Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's harder when you're there because you're like, well, I am in New York now. Like, you could start out in Tulsa and be the funniest guy in Tulsa in a couple of minutes and then branch out.
Yep.
But to do that in New York, it takes balls.
Yeah, no. And you know, there are the funniest people in New York. You know?
And most of them aren't famous. They're just funny.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, look, I'm glad you made it to Tampa.
Dude, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. I knew this was going to be a big weekend. I'm on the flight, and I see this guy get on with, like, a Sergeant Slaughter face mask. And I was like, okay. And then I see the next guy get on at the WWE basement, and I go, what's going on? I text my friend and go, hey, is WrestleMania in Tampa?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, because these guys, I'm like, and none of them had like a hot girlfriend behind them in like Louboutins. They all just like misfits.
Okay, this is their big trip they save up for, which is weird because I've loved wrestling for years. And it's now that it's here, I couldn't even care less.
Really?
I'm too old now.
Yeah.
It was cool. My kid was into it for a little while because then I can get into it and blame him. But I had gone to WrestleMania for a bunch of years, and then now that it's here, I'm not even going.
Yeah.
It's just, it was, when we were kids, it was cool. When you were kids and everything was great, and then all of a sudden now it's just become, now I know the business of it, and I'm like, ugh.
I know. Maybe the Yankees are in town. I might try to go see.
They'll get plenty of chance to get tickets there.
Really?
You could probably... Even with a
smaller... attendance people rate or whatever it is.
We're used to having small attendance in that place.
It's going to look normal.
Yeah, this will be the most people that go are when the Yankees are here.
Town, yeah.
And you'll be fine. In fact, it's so bad they might even let you play third for the race. So,
all right.
Yeah, just roll up and then you'll be good. Dude, great to see you. Kind of meet you again.
Yeah, man.
And go see Steve. Steve Renazzisi is going to be at Sidesplitters 960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com Friday, Saturday.
That's what's left. Yeah, Friday. Today's Friday. Yeah,
Friday and Saturday, two shows each night. Make your reservation. Don't wait to walk up there and try to get tickets. You'll be turned away. Get them on now at sidesplitterscomedy.com. We will take a quick break. It's the Mike Caldas Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.